up, everybody? Welcome to Beards and Brews, episode 2.
Yeah!
It's your boy from the north,
Luis, a.k.a. Uncle Lou, a.k.a. LJ3K. Who we got with us today?
So I'm Alex, a.k.a. Alex,
a.k.a.
Al. That's all I got.
No.
Oh, AKA Man Bun, AKA Man Hell 89.
Yeah,
all
go.
That I mean.
Sorry. You got Drew, AKA Drewski, AKA Kuya.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, what are we sipping on today, gents? What do we got?
Some cognac.
What did you say? Keen?
Some berries. You got some special cognac.
We got some special cognac. Very popular amongst the Filipino community. Also called Hennessy. Hennessy. Anything is possible. Also known as.
I think you already had too much to drink, bro.
I probably had a little too much heen. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so why do they call it heen?
What do you call it, heen?
I think it's just a slang term for it, bro.
Yeah. So it's not just Alex. Everybody, you guys all call
like
it that.
Like that. When I grew up drinking it, everyone called it heen. I don't know why, but.
I heard like hen before.
Henny, yeah, just
because. Henny and heen. That's what.
Is it more of a Bay Area thing that they call it heen?
I think that's.
I don't think so. Because then, typically when you go across to, like the world, when the slang for like cognac, they'll say yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. I just hear that in like movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true, but when growing up, I've always heard Hennessy as heen. That's about it.
Story over.
It was a short-lived story.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I had Hennessy for the first time when I moved out here. So California was the first time I've ever had Hennessy.
Was it that party you threw?
It was the party that he threw, actually.
Which one? The one where you're walking around the house with Bombay and you're saying,
yep.
Hey, take a shot. And then no one would take a shot, just you.
It was actually Amsterdam. I was walking around with Amsterdam Mango. And I was
Amsterdam Mango.
I was like $10 vodka. I'm totally with it.
That's
and
bad.
people weren't having it.
That's bad.
But on today's schedule, we got Alex and Drew with us today. What we're trying to talk about today is a little bit of their hobbies. We've got some magic on the board. We have Alex, aka Mr. Man Bun, is a magician, so he might tell us a little bit about his magic. Drewski and Alex are actually both streamers as well on Twitch.
I haven't streamed in a while.
Maybe this is going to rekindle that passion. You know
maybe,
what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Plug right there. And then we'll talk a little bit about the passion for guns. So I know Alex. Alex, you make guns, right? You make your own guns?
Yeah, I made my own.
He doesn't make them, but.
Well, I mean,
he puts them together.
I made my own rifle.
He made his own rifle.
Well, we can talk about that later.
We'll talk about it. See?
Just put a stigma on me. Alex is making his own militia. Union City Militia.
I heard you bought a 3D printer. Your 3D printing.
I heard the government shut down a couple days ago. Time to rock and roll, boys.
The government still shut down.
Wow.
Partial shutdown. Right.
Partial shutdown.
Say it.
Well, maybe.
Partial shutdown?
I will.
Maybe you could do some magic.
Partial
shutdown. What type of magic do you do, Alex?
Partial shutdown. The type of magic I do is mainly just card magic. Do you want me to like go like how I got into magic? Like how I got into magic?
Yeah.
How did you stumble upon magic, bro?
It all started a couple months ago. Like it happened this year. I went to Vegas, and I've been to Vegas a bunch of times. And my girlfriend was the one that said, "Hey, let's go watch a magic show." And I was like, "All right, you know, let's do it." And then I watched this guy Piff, the Magic Dragon. He's cool. If you search him, he's funny dude.
In the back of an alley somewhere.
In the back of an alley. But I watched his magic, and it was a lot of it was card magic. And what captivated me the most was that everyone's an adult, right? Everybody has typically mostly everything figured out. Like, this is how my job works. This is how my finances work. This is how I can pay for bills. But then once magic comes into play. You literally can't figure out how that happened. Like if you selected a card and all of a sudden I make your card appear out of somewhere else, out of thin air, and you're just there baffled and dumbfounded on how that happened. And me, I like card magic a lot just because you can just pick up a deck of cards and I can perform magic. Now, I'm not saying like I'm the best at magic, but I just like it just because it's easy to blow someone's mind with something that's so simple.
Now, when you first started doing magic, you actually started showing me a little bit of your tricks. I think I was one of the first people to start seeing some of the magic tricks that you started to do.
Yeah.
And it was cool giving you feedback about like what I thought didn't go so well, what I thought did go so well. And it's crazy to see you progress so far and like really do well with the magic tricks that you got down. So.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, though, with the magic. As an adult, you lose a lot of that wonder. Like, what do they call, like, your childlike wonder? You lose that. And everything is just, like, so black and white. It's like, this is reality. This is not reality. And with magic, it forces you to lose that. And you have to give up some of that. And when you do a card trick, somebody's like, wait.
How did you do that?
When did you do that? Like, what is it called? Like, the...
Sleight of hand.
Yeah, exactly. Sleight of hand. You do that kind of stuff. It's very... So look here. There you go.
Oh,
oh my god. You guys are getting free magic tricks here right now.
You see my thumb?
Ooh.
Damn.
Wow. Ooh.
Give this video a thumbs up.
Subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Click on that bell.
Tap on the bell for notifications.
Be a part of the notification.
Oh, man. Dang. I'm dead. Magic's cool. I've never done magic. I've always been a fan. Is Chris Angel considered a magician? Or is he more of an illusionist?
Yeah, he's more like a mentalist and illusionist. He doesn't do a whole lot of...
He's a mind freak.
Yeah.
I'm a freak.
And then he does a little head tilt.
Yeah.
Okay. Took it to a different turn. magic has always interests me because, like, say you're a kid, right? You go to Disneyland. And you're like, Mickey Mouse is real to you. But once you become an adult, you're like, oh, I get it. There's someone in the suit. Mm. And then that's why I like magic so much, is because like you can rekindle that flame of everything just happening just because it happens. There's no way to explain it.
I think in that moment people lose kind of like that wall that they built. Like, I'm an adult, they lose that and they kind of just go back to being a kid a little bit.
Yeah.
And you get to like just be happy.
Yeah, that's a big reason
people
why.
People always laugh, right? Like, they laugh as an instinctual reaction to magic tricks. They laugh.
Yeah.
You brought up Disneyland, that reminded me. When I was a kid, one of the first times I went to Disneyland, me and my sister were walking, and you know how like they have the gates or the, what do they call them?
Oh,
like
no.
They don't call them like the
gates of hell.
The people that work there.
No, that's where you pay.
That's where you pay.
Well, they call them the cast.
The cast members.
Yeah, they call them the cast members. So like it was a guy in like a, it wasn't Mickey, but it was like one of those
Goofy,
the main ones, maybe Goofy.
Donald.
Is it Donald? Daisy.
Rudolph?
Rudolph? No.
Since when has Rudolph ever been at Disney?
Hey, it's Christmas, man.
So they were walking, and the cast person was walking towards the back, and he didn't wait for the gate to open, and he took off the head, and I'm like,
no.
I freaked out. Yeah, it's like, ever since then, like that's partly one of the reasons why I don't like Disneyland. It's like... I don't like all this.
Let's find that guy. He ruined the magic for me.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah. Only one moment of many. Magic was ruined for me.
That should never happen. I feel like in anybody's type of life, there always should be some type of magic. It shouldn't matter like what you're going through. There always has to be something that you have to believe in to keep you going. Because I feel like when someone says like you can't live on hopes and dreams, but that's honestly what keeps you going.
Yeah, sometimes that is what pushes you.
Exactly, believing in that you can make your dreams possible. You can make anything, as cliche as it sounds, you can make anything you put your mind to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's with the hopes, that's with the dreams. So if anybody tells you, like, you know, you can't just keep dreaming, I'm like, no, fuck them. Like, look at where we're at today. Like, if the Wright brothers didn't continue what they did, we wouldn't have airplanes. If who went to course?
Oh shit!
The people that made cars, and we would still be riding horses.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like look at the technology that we're using. We're using this mic to make this. Henry Ford made this mic.
No,
oh, the car.
Sorry.
But like, look at the technology that you're listening to this, or the if you're watching the video, like the laptop, the iPad, or the tablet, phone that you're watching. Like, somebody had a dream. And some RIPs to drop. Somebody had a dream. They didn't let anybody stop that dream. And there's so many things that were accomplished because they believed
in their dreams.
In their dreams.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have heard that term before, right? Speak it into existence.
Yep.
Right? I'm a true believer of that. You speak it. You have that mindset. You do the things that you need to do. It becomes true. Speaking, I have a friend of mine who's trying to get into NASA. Mm-hmm. And he said that...
Wait, what?
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who was trying to get into NASA.
Oh, okay. I thought you said I was trying to sneak into NASA.
Actually, I have a funny story about NASA. So I was about 19. I was 19 and I was working.
Last year? What?
No, not
a couple years ago, bro.
Just a couple months ago. I was 19. I was working at Anchor Blue. If you guys remember that,
yeah.
Anchor Blue is
like a Levi.
Sorry, I'm Canadian now. My bad.
Anchor Blue is like an Abercrombie.
Okay,
like they're owned by Levi's.
American Eagle type thing. Yeah, yeah.
What
yeah.
was it before Anchor Blue? Do you remember?
Miller's Outfalls.
Miller's Outfalls. Yes, I knew you would know that.
So I was working.
I know you're old.
Yes, exactly.
So it's an old
ass. Aged yourself.
It's
an
oldest
age.
Your age, bro. I'm just gonna. And I was searching for like a new job. Like I wanted something different. I was going to Cal State Hayward at the time, and there's this job fair, and this guy said he was like trying to recruit people for NASA. I was like, it's lit. Let me apply. So I got my application. I filled it out. And then when I went to the interview, I pulled up into the gate. He told me where to go. I parked. I walked into like the little lobby area, and I told the person in the receptionist, I'm like, hey, I'm here for an interview. She's like, oh, okay. You must be here for the new janitorial position. And I was like, the what? The janitorial, like, you know, be a janitor. I was like, it says like sanitary special, like it said it in.
Oh,
so
you didn't know what it meant. You know,
they used like a $20
building
word.
Building operations
and maintenance. I was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna make sure the spaceships are good. And then when I went to the interview, I was just like, all right,
the spaceships are clean.
I was just like, am I gonna like clean spaceships, or I'm gonna make sure it's fueled? They're like, actually, you're just gonna be cleaning like the facility. Like the cafeteria is one of our biggest opportunities. I was like, I'm just gonna decline and I'm just gonna go back to selling jeans.
You know? Hey, bro, you would have got a NASA badge though.
Would I?
Would have been crazy. And I mean, you know what? Like, not to be like, oh, regret that decision, because there's no regrets. But like, my dad accepted a janitorial position at the University of British Columbia, and through that, they offered him an apprenticeship to go get his certificate in HVAC mechanics.
Yeah.
And it's just like, damn, one thing led to another, so.
Foot in the door, bro.
Mm-hmm.
For the listeners out there, just if an opportunity knocks on your door.
Seize every opportunity given to you.
Every opportunity.
That's like, yeah, dude, hard work. If they recognize that, they'll give you those opportunities.
Damn, I'm not a hard worker.
You're not.
Just lay it on the table.
No, you're one of the hardest working people I know, dude. Seriously.
I try.
You try to be, you come off with a lot of humor, but you do put a lot of thought into what you're doing.
All about the thoughts.
Yeah.
THOTs.
Wow, thoughts. Speaking of thoughts. No.
Let's get into it.
What are your thoughts right now? Or what are your thoughts?
Who are your thoughts?
Who are your thoughts?
Who are your thoughts?
How many thoughts? Damn. Hey, shameless plug. Check out my speakeasy tape for any thoughts out there. It's a really ratchet mix, but it's crazy. I think it sounded really cool. Shout out to Christian for making that happen. Christian Garcia.
Have you guys ever wondered why they call it ratchet?
Boy.
I don't know.
No. I mean, like, when I think of ratchet, like, I think about the tool, right?
Yeah.
Like, the ratchet.
Because they turn it up, you know what I'm saying? Because you turn a ratchet,
that's
not
it. That's totally not
the ratchet keeps going back and forth, you know, twerking goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know.
Why, did you have a...
No, I didn't.
No?
I just wonder, like, because then, like, there's so much bay slang, and then I go with it and I accept it so much, like, and I don't know where it derived from.
What are some things that are strictly Bay Area?
Hella.
Hella.
Yeah.
Saying the word hella.
Hyphy.
Hella, because I
know. Hella is a very NorCal thing.
Yeah, because if you go to SoCal, they don't say hella, they say grip.
Grip?
Grip.
Bet.
Like that cost a grip.
Bet.
Yeah, like yeah. That cost a grip, what is, grip of money.
What is their like hella though?
Grip.
No.
Really? Yeah. My boy from Riverside, when he went to college.
Like, so I was like, dude, that's hella cool. What would they say?
Well, fuck yeah.
That's what I'm
saying.
That's
grip cool.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
I've never heard
grip before, dude, is it so-called hecka?
Hecka?
I think that's just the
Hecka was an old school one. That was like the more safe way to say stuff, right?
Because that's hella of cool. Yeah. That's hecka cool.
That's hecka cool. That's
sponsored by Sesame Street.
What? H-E double hockey sticks.
That's H-E double hockey sticks of cool.
Oh, man.
Hella.
Like, when we say drunk up here, what do...
Like, we faded say or... Faded.
Well, I say here.
Down there, they say hammered.
Yeah, they do.
We say hammered up there on the west coast of Canada. Yeah, we get hammered tonight.
I hope not. I work in the morning.
If you guys are wondering what the crazy barking in the back's all about,
it's my ringtone.
Three dogs.
It's actually the first time.
It's Ryan. It's Ryan's stomach.
the last episode. Yeah, my
dad didn't teach me.
My dad did. Shout out to Kyle Vision for that one. His dad didn't teach him dog calls.
Those cat calls.
No, I said he didn't teach him dog calls. No, I said he wasn't taught dog calls, but he was taught cat calls.
And he goes, rawr.
Cat calls. Yo, what's good, girl?
My dog Buzo is meeting Maui and Zara for the first time. That's Drewski's dogs.
Where they is?
Where they at? They're over here somewhere.
Where's Buzo?
What's up, Mau Mau?
Where was Buzo? Buzo over there?
Yeah, Buzo's under the chair.
Under the chair.
He's done.
Under the chair.
Scaredy cat.
Too much.
Do you guys have pets growing up?
I did. I had a rescue.
So a brother named Daniel.
I had this dog named Pepper. He was a rescue. We got him the day before he was euthanized. The day if we didn't adopt him that day, he would have been euthanized.
Okay.
He was a mix of all like the
day he would have been euthanized.
The quote unquote like vicious dogs. He was a pit rod, German Shepherd, pit bull. Boy was a sweetheart. Had him for like 9 years.
Oh man.
Chill dude. He likes squirrels.
I mean, I think all dogs do.
No, like he would like one day he like caught a it was a bird, and then my mom was like, "What's in your mouth?" And he goes, "Boom!" It's like a pigeon or like a whatever bird. It was like dead. I was like,
"Oh shit!
What is going? No, why? Don't eat them. We feed you." But had him for 9 years. Had to put him down just because he got too sick.
Wow.
R.I.P.
That's the day I dread, bro.
Great yeah. Dog. I'm really blessed that he was part of my life. Yeah, shout out to my dog Pepper. You know what I'm saying?
What was his name? Pepper?
Pepper.
Hey, man. Rest
he's a little spicy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Y'all remember that cartoon, All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
I don't.
You're too young, bro.
Damn. Well, I gotta watch it now.
Don Bluth joint. Burt Reynolds was the main dog.
German Shepherd.
He's like, who's Burt Reynolds?
Oh, man. I grew up watching Stuart Little, man.
A computer generated movie?
Yeah, the mouse, bro. Damn.
Stuart Little 1,
Stuart Little 2.
This is before computer.
And you consistently kept going with the series.
We're talking about cartoons, bro.
Cartoons. Yeah.
You know they brought back Baby Muppets or Muppet Babies?
Muppet Babies?
Yeah.
They brought it back.
What?
They brought it back.
Are you sure it just wasn't like a rerun?
No, it's like,
brought it back.
It's fully animated.
Yeah, they brought it back.
It's
for real?
It just makes me feel very uncomfortable. Because the concept is weird. Like, Donald Glover talked about it in his, like, in stand-up. It's like a bunch of random animals, an alien, raised by, like, an old lady.
Lady that you never see.
Right.
And then you see our stockings.
And then all she's like, these animals, and then Gonzo.
Muppet babies? No.
How long are we talking about?
It's
like 80s,
dude.
Late 80s, early 90s, bro.
Yeah.
Alright, do you know what Hooked on Phonics is?
Bro.
Always from Canada. They didn't have that shit in Canada.
They just knew how to read in Canada.
They
had a good education system.
Well, born in 94. So by the time I started watching shit.
I was in 7th grade.
Must
94.
Have been.
94.
I was in 4th. No, wait.
No, you can't be in 4th grade.
Yes, I was in 4th grade.
What do you mean you can't be in 4th grade?
I was in 4th grade.
You're a smart child.
Wait. Fourth. Because I remember 98, I was in 8th. 2002 was 12th grade. Like, my year of... Yeah, my year was, like, my grade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that made no point either. What was I doing in 94? I was probably still at home.
Let's talk a little bit about Mr. Manbun's passion of magic.
Ooh,
I want you to tell us a little bit about your musical side, man. What do you do with the Polynesian drumming? Tell me more about that.
man, where do I start?
Definitely not Alex, what he was doing there.
Like, can you, like, I'm not musically talented. Like, I feel like that was pretty good.
One, two, and three. Polynesian drumming. So, it's actually crazy how it all started. So, I moved here to Tracy March 21st, 2001. Or March 23rd, 2000. I remember the exact date.
Shout out to the 23rd.
Only because... That was the night of my high school dance.
Oh, wow.
And I had to leave the dance early because my mom didn't want to drive at night.
Oh, my God.
I was like, it's my last day at this high school.
I don't want to drive. It's too dark.
I can't even stay for the dance, but whatever.
Wait, where were we at?
This is when I was living back in Daly City. Oh, okay. Went to...
Shout out to the South
Westmore City. High School.
Oh, my God.
You know where Westmore is? Yeah, Fogtown. But
shout out to the Westmore. If you're from Westmore, give this video a like.
Moved here in 2001. I already knew some people out here in Tracy, so moving over here and meeting people wasn't an issue. Then 2002, a high school registration. Me and my cousin, you know, Filipinos are close family friends, cousins.
Hey, what up, guys?
We were there for registration. And then one of my boys that I already knew, we were like, damn, look at that girl. She's in line. Like, damn, she's bad. And then here comes the boyfriend with the stroller. We're like, oh. Damn.
She's still bad, though.
Off limits, whatever. We register for school. First day of school. Last period. We're like, bro, that girl. There she is. She's in our class. Dude, whatever. Like, we were just, it was weird, though. Like, halfway through the year, like, we were cool just from being in the same class, but she invited me to her daughter's first birthday, and I'm like, all right, it's a birthday party, cool, maybe you have some cute cousins, I'll go.
Yeah, I'm with it.
I ain't no bitch, I'm gonna go.
but I went, and then sang happy birthday to her daughter, and then... So happened to be that she, at that time, she was dancing with the group that I joined already. She was dancing with them, and then the Kumu, which is the leader of the group, she's like, hey, you have a nice voice. Do you wanna sing in a competition with us? And I was like, competition? Like a singing competition?
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, no. It's a Tahitian competition, and I didn't know what that... Actually, I'm lying. I knew what that was, but I've never been to one. So since that day, went to like the practices, started going... and then 2002, I forgot what month, but Merced, California, like hella hot during the summer.
Damn.
Outdoor competition, like there are people like passing out
because
it was so hot. They weren't like hydrating before they went on stage.
God damn.
Whatever. That was the first competition. Sang. We took, I think it was second place for the music. And then ever since then, man, I've just been with the group. Damn. So. Started singing, then went to dancing, then went to drumming, then went back to dancing, then went back to drumming, and just stuck to drumming. So, like...
All thanks to that baddie from high school.
Yeah. I'm not gonna name drop.
You know who you is. If you know who you are, you know, like and subscribe.
But yeah, man, it's been a passion now, dude, like... You know, like, it's crazy because, you know, I remember doing the shows. Like, my mom was like, are you getting paid for this? I'm like, no, I don't need to get paid.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is something that I love to do. You know what I mean? I don't need to get paid for this.
Mom out.
And I've met so many people. Like, now, like, the competitions, they were, at first, you know, like, competitive.
Yeah.
After my first competition. But, like, going to every single one, it's like, we don't even care for the competition. We're just there for the camaraderie, like...
The brotherhood.
Yeah,
party. That's when you know you love something, just because, like, it doesn't matter...
What place we are, we're just there for the vibes. Like, every year, like, all the groups would just meet up, just jam, chill, party. Like, the Doubletree in San Jose was the hotel where all the groups stayed. And, like, every year, like, the lobby was just filled with Samoans, Tahitians... Hawaiians, Filipinos, like all ethnicities, just in the lobby, just jamming on their oops.
R. Kelly. Oh, I get it. I was like, wow, that's a very random help song. I get it.
Yeah, but it's probably something that I'm gonna always be doing, bro. Like, I'm gonna gotta I got a bun in the oven. whether it's a boy or girl, I'm gonna teach them how to drum, how to dance.
Hell yeah.
It's like, it's never gonna stop, bro.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yes, sir.
Are you teaching drumming like, the drums? People? Can you do that?
Yeah, there was a point where I was teaching drumming, but schedules got too crazy with work and trying to squeeze that in. And,
yeah,
but it's always something that I'm gonna be passionate about. So, I mean, right now, focusing on other things, but there's always gonna be a place in my heart for that. You know, just learning about the other culture. Going to Tahiti, it's crazy. People in Tahiti are like, you think people in Hawaii are nice? They're like 10 times nicer in Tahiti.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Drew brought me to one of his drum practices.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, a couple I think I went to. It was hella hot in the summer. But man, it was just, they welcomed me in. I didn't know how to play any of the drums, but.
You already like, had a background of music.
Yeah, and rhythm.
Like all drumming, it's all counts. Yeah. 4 counts, yeah. 8 counts, you know. You had the basics down, so you cut on pretty quick.
That's cool, man. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. It's really, really
it was fun, man.
But you got a bun in the oven?
Yeah,
bun in the oven. Daddy Drewski?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, earlier you mentioned speaking it into existence, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you making your turn over for us.
Yeah, that's why I pointed to him.
Okay. You're like,
yeah, man, that was spoken into existence, and that happened super quick. And I didn't even speak it into existence. It was this guy, The council spoke it into existence.
Hey, shout out to the council for being that prediction.
Yo. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. So, I hear both of you guys are some really, really big gamers, or one of you were real big.
I still am. Just focusing on, you know, priorities, bro.
Exactly.
Priorities.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But tell us a little bit about what games you guys played, how the Twitch streaming came about. I know Twitch is blowing up right now. I mean, like, I know Twitch didn't used to be, or maybe I didn't know about it back in the day, but I know Twitch is blowing up right now.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
there's people making six figures just playing video games, man. It's insane.
It's wild. What kind of games do you guys play? I know both of you guys stream.
Well, one, if you watch my stream, I'm not that good, but my favorite game is Monster Hunter. And then I stream that, but lately I've been streaming Red Dead. If you like Beagle Cowboy, you like the Westerns. I've been playing that. And
my cousin's accent changed.
Well, no, Westerns.
You like Westerns, but I'm out here in the Wild Wild West.
But I got into streaming just because I used to watch this guy named Rad Brad. I think he's from like Chicago or something like that. And I would just be interested in how he did his commentary, like while he was playing the game, and it felt like he was playing right next to me. It felt like he was like right in front of me.
Yeah.
I think that whole concept of voyeurism, like living through someone else's set of eyes, is really big right now. But for me, I just like it so that you feel that you're not alone. I always feel that when I'm streaming, like if you don't have anything going on, and you stumble upon my channel or my stream, you know you got someone to talk to. And I think in this day and age, like that's something that's always needed, being able to have someone to just to talk to. Don't never feel that you're alone, because there's so many different outlets that you got someone. Like before, like you would have to see someone physically or someone on the phone, but now I can be linking up with someone from Japan or someone from China. And we can just be having a good time playing games. Like, again, like I said, like I'm not the best. Like, if anything, I'm dying most of the time when I'm shooting games. Like, I'll be like 1 in 30. I'll be like, you know, guys, I think I did really good. You know, I got really good guns. Doesn't mean I know how to use them in the game, but.
But you love what you're doing.
Yeah,
goes back to what Drew was saying earlier. Yeah. If you love it enough, you're having
fun.
You're always gonna keep doing it.
At the end of the day, if it puts a smile on your face, it puts a smile on my face, I think it's a win. I don't gotta be making money off of it. Like,
exactly.
That's never the goal. That's always like, it's nice. Like, if I get paid for the stuff I love, perfect. If not, it's still not a disadvantage. That's not, I don't think that's the right word.
No.
But anyway, it's never a negative if I'm not getting paid for what I'm doing. As long as I'm having fun, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's all about those moments, all about the smiles for miles. If I make that happen,
smiles for miles.
I'm gonna get that tattooed. No, I'm probably not. As long as I'm putting a smile on someone's face, like I don't care what else happens in the day. I could be at work. I could be at the club. I can be at a bar. I can be at a party. If I put a smile on your face, like that's a win for me.
The job is done.
Yeah. Like again, I feel for me, like going on a tangent. Like in high school, I was a very shy guy. I was very intimidated because like
a lot of the people that I knew were jocks or buff. I was just like that Filipino kid that ate lumpia and lumpia was chubby.
Had a guitar in the hallway.
No, I didn't have a guitar. I'm not musically talented. Like, I can't sing. Like, I think what God put me on this earth was really just to use, not that, to use my personality, use my humor to really just put a smile on people's face. Just because at the end of the day, like, I watched this video from Jim Carrey. He did a speech at his old college, I don't remember, but he's like, the greatest gift you can give to the world is your voice. Mm-hmm. And whatever it is, either makes you smile, makes you think deeper, like, if I make that happen, if I make your mind tick, or I make your heart flutter, or I make your frown turn upside down, like, win. So I think that's why, if I'm being all, like, poetic, I think that's why I'm put on this earth. To make people smile. Dang. Four miles.
That's why we went from talking about what game do you play to
I was put on this earth. I was put on this earth to have a KD ratio of 1 to 10.
I mean, that's
right. That's not good.
Yeah. So it'd be like 1 divided by 10. So your KD would be like 0.1. Which is ridiculous.
The back of your head is ridiculous.
You say you got a big head?
Well, that's one of the reasons why everybody guys on the podcast, man. To bring smiles to people's faces.
Yeah.
But you said Red Dead.
Yeah, a little Red Dead.
Red Dead. You did a little Fortnite with us. I know back in the day.
I'm still on there, man. Like, still on there. I still don't decide to build.
That's true.
If you can build cover, if you're getting shot at, do it.
That's true, run and duck.
That's why it's called Fortnite. A fort to protect yourself.
I'm gonna play it nighttime though.
Juicy, what about you? What do you play?
I've always been a FPS player, a first person shooter. Started with Halo.
Halo
2 was the first FPS I've ever played. Wow. And then I'm talking about... Oh, well, yeah. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
GoldenEye.
Does
anyone
know about GoldenEye?
You don't know about GoldenEye?
007. Yeah. I don't know about it.
N64.
All right. If you're the biggest cheater playing GoldenEye, who did you play as?
I never played. I've never played GoldenEye. Oh, I played two games on N64. One was some space
Super
game.
Mario?
No, not Super Mario.
Oh my god.
What, you play the bootleg games?
I played one was like some spaceship game. And one game was you were racing, but you go, like, there's different maps around the world. There's like Japan.
Cruising USA.
Cruising USA!
Yeah!
Dodge the camels in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
So I played those two games.
Oh my god.
My first official console was a PS2.
PS2 is my first console.
Yeah, man, I was slacking.
No, yeah, you're a baby. You're
just
baby
a young gunner.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. GoldenEye, bro. That was the first FPS I've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was Halo, and then once I played Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. Ever since then, it was just Call of Duty, bro. Every Call of Duty release, I was like pre-ordering. I got like the prestige edition the night vision goggles. Mm-hmm. Like, I was that guy, bro.
You ever wait in line for the Call of Duty?
When you had to wait in line.
Well, I knew hella people that worked at either GameStop or Best Buy, so I didn't really have to wait in line.
Oh, okay.
But I did just for the camaraderie, like to like chill and talk shit to people. Like, what's your gamer tag, bro?
Yeah.
If you want to get scraped.
Would you ever play? Probably a stupid question. Probably shouldn't ask, but I'm gonna ask it. Would you ever play with the night vision goggles?
No, not with the ones that came with the game.
They're really
It's not true. Like, there's no depth perception.
Yeah,
it's like you're looking out of a video recording.
Yeah, and it's like they're like right here.
Yeah,
so you wear them like right here.
Yeah. It wasn't like, but they were dope. Like, they looked like real night vision goggles, but
it's just for aesthetics.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Watching Ninja.
Ninja, man. Ninja, world's number one streamer for Fortnite right now.
That man is making stupid money, but he's old news now.
Damn.
I'm
gonna call you palm trees, putting so much shade.
What?
Nah, but...
Well, who's the... What was it?
There's so many.
Myth? Myth?
Myth, and there's a...
He's trying to rebuild
brother,
himself.
Hey, brother.
Daquan.
Come here, brother.
Fortnite. Fortnite's taking the world by storm.
Crafty.
It is,
crafty
bro. The way they really, it's a free game, like, but they're making so much money from the
dances. Luis, have you tried Fortnite yet?
Dude, I tried it one time.
I broke three controllers.
I'm building a wall, completing a floor.
I tried it one time on the PS4, and I didn't know what I was doing, so I chose. I guess I like did a team with some random people.
Yeah.
And then so we get out. We're on the bus. We get out. I don't know where to go. I saw some island. I was like, oh, I'll go to the island. So I'm like,
talking about the island of Telefar from the map.
Yeah.
That's where you start. Luis.
No, I don't. No. There was like an island with like a house on it or something.
That's the main now. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, yeah, so
Loot Lake.
Like, Loot Lake, yes, Loot Lake.
Oh, okay.
I went to Loot Lake. So I'm like,
it's an island in the middle of the water.
I go in the middle of the water, and I get there, and I can hear the kids on my team, and they're just like, oh, God, we got this noob. They all got killed already. And so I'm just on this island, and like, I'm not dead because nobody's out there.
How do I pick this gun up?
They're all just watching me, and they're just like, we had to wait for him to die. And I'm just like, so I just left the game. I was like, oh, man.
Aw, man.
Yeah, that's the only time I played. Yeah.
We got little 12-year-olds breaking Luigi's dreams.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
I like playing a lot of story games, just because I'm not good at multiplayer games. But I like the feeling you get, like, with the story. Like, you get attached to characters, and then you see where how much the creator has put in to tell you a story, and you get to be a part of that story. It's so dope.
No, I agree with that.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of story mode. It's
like campaign in Call of Duty. You ever do it?
Yeah.
Do you think because it limits you what you can play?
Those are quick.
Do you think because it limits you what you can play?
Pretty much. And I mean, it's because with campaign, you already kind of know what's gonna happen. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you're following a story, you know what's gonna happen. Mm. But multiplayer, it's always different people from around the world.
And I mean, you know you're gonna come out being victorious, the hero, whatever the case may be.
When you're playing multiplayer.
But there's that one game that you guys might maybe help me out on this. There's that one game that you can play, but like there's like 900 or 1,000 different endings to it.
Oh, on PS4.
PS4.
There are cyborgs in the future. It's called Detroit.
Detroit. I'm an Xbox.
Our board talks like that.
Is he?
He's the one. He was playing that the other day over here, where you select your fate.
Oh yeah. It's kind of like a scary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you select like one fate, and then like something happens, and you're like, do you shoot or do you not shoot?
It's like branching paths. Do you choose it, and then it affects this, and it happens here. That's like that Netflix show, Bandersnatch. So you actually play.
I keep hearing about that show.
Yeah, you actually choose what you want to happen
during the show.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. It's really good.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, your
it's like those Goosebump books.
Yeah, yeah. You go through, you choose your own adventure.
Slide.
Yeah.
You open the door, turn to page 34.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's what it is, but a movie. Yeah, it's really cool. If you haven't checked it out, watch it. You cannot watch it on Apple TV. It does not work.
What?
Yeah, you gotta watch it on
actual TV,
Xbox, a computer, PS4,
or smart TV.
Phone or
smart TV.
If the smart TV supports it, so I'll watch it on PS4.
What was the show called again?
It's Dark Mirror, or Black Mirror. Black Mirror. Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch?
Bandersnatch, yeah.
Select your favorite.
It's crazy. Like, I was watching on PS4 and the remote would vibrate and then it would pop up and it'd give you your options.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch that during the daytime.
I wonder how long that took to put into production.
It took to come like up 3 years to make it, I think.
Damn.
3 to 5 years.
Probably took a long time, for sure. Well, you guys do any first person shooting yourselves? In real life?
I do.
Airsofting?
That's the closest to real life Call of Duty, bro.
That's true.
The airsofting is, I mean, I went all out, like, for the listeners and viewers. It's pretty much, everyone knows what paintball is.
Yeah.
But instead of paintballs, it's weighted BBs.
Oh, my God.
It sounds painful, but they're not metal BBs or plastic BBs. But they're weighted. But I like airsoft a little bit more because it's less messy, and it's easier to maintain. Like, you don't have paintballs exploding in your barrels and jamming the barrels and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And there's actually objectives. I know, like, with paintball, there's only, it's either like team deathmatch or capture the flag. But like with airsoft, it's like for real Call of Duty. There's like
holy
domination.
Shit.
There's team deathmatch. There's king of the hill, capture points. Like,
dang.
The place that I play, they really have, like, people that are in role. Like,
is that Spot Local? Is the one we're talking about?
Antioch.
There you go.
So, GamePod, that's the name of the place where I go airsoft. Well, I haven't gone in probably like a year and a half. But they have like scenarios where there's like a mad scientist, like before you they release the teams, like he goes out on the map, he hides, like he for real hides, and like the objective of the game is to capture him. Once you capture him, you take him back to your base. Then you'll get the next step of the mission where you have to find like a case that's for a nuke and only the scientist knows. And so you, but if like if he gets shot by the opposing team, then he goes back to where he was hiding. So it's like you gotta protect him while looking for the case.
And so it's like Counter-Strike.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. Yeah. There's hella objectives. It's hella fun.
That sounds hella fun. I definitely
want to
do
that. I don't want to just be screaming, tell me where that case is!
Tell me where that case is! And they're like really enrolled. Like they'll try to get away from you, so you really have to have like somebody holding him while someone covering while you're walking through the map.
That's crazy.
Like you gotta clear rooms like for real law enforcement and military. And like that place is, I think it's like a 250,000 square foot warehouse.
Wow.
And it's actually used, so Monday through Thursday. Yeah, Monday through Thursday,
the police.
It's used for law enforcement and military to do drills and practice like room clearing and everything. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's open to the public.
That's so sick.
But, do you think on Monday they come in? Fuck guys, all these BBs. All right, let's clean up.
Well, I mean, because that's what they're. I don't know what they use, but I'm sure they're not using. I don't know if they're using BBs, but they're probably using
like rubber bullets.
Rubber bullets.
Yeah.
Lasers.
But it's yeah. Because they have big events like where people from SoCal come up here and they run like real military ops like in the warehouse. But
yeah, I can't do that with mine. So yeah, I can't.
Yeah, you could probably really kill somebody.
But. Yeah.
Wait, you got real guns?
Yeah. So me, since Drew has his airsoft, I use real guns. I have a 9mm pistol.
Never shots fired.
I have real guns too. Actually, bring them out.
Oh, God.
Bring them out.
What was I going to say?
You got a 9mm?
I have a 9mm and I have an AR-15 that I built on my own. That was a weird experience. So at my work, I had this coworker named Johnny, who kind of got me into.
R.I.P.
Oh damn!
Nice. He's still alive. He's alive. He doesn't work with us anymore. He got me into actual firearms. I never thought that I'd be a gun owner until literally this year. And he was like, "Hey, why don't you build a rifle?" I was like, "I can't just buy one." He's like, "Well, the government will know." I was like, "Wow, that was a very sadistic way to tell me." And then what got me to do it was he said, "You can put your name on it." And I was like,
"Oh."
I put my Instagram name. So I had to mill it out. So milling it out means I have to drill out all the holes. So literally, I'm like the manufacturer. So I bought this
kit.
The main piece of the gun is called a lower
receiver.
No, you can buy a receiver, like the lower receiver. It's an 80%, so I do the remaining 20% of the drilling out of the holes, and then I buy all the pieces. It's not that bad, it took me like an hour. And then I was able to put together my own rifle in my name. Didn't have to register, didn't have to put any like fees with it, and it's mainly just for home defense and just target shooting. Maybe last time I picked up the rifle was maybe like a couple weeks ago just to clean it. But
I was about to say, you said you didn't have to like register and stuff like that. If you were ever caught with it, or if like the cops ever raided your house and they found it,
it was totally legal.
It was totally legal.
So there's certain components that I have to have on the rifle so that it's not considered an assault rifle. Well, in California, we have like one of the most restricted gun laws. So for it to not be considered a assault rifle is I cannot have a pistol grip, which is a typical grip on a gun, and or an adjustable stock, which is the part that goes on your shoulder. I can't have that collapsible or adjustable.
So stock gives you plus 20 accuracy in Call of Duty.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Depending on what gun.
Bump stock.
No, actually, they're actually trying to make the bump stock illegal. If you don't know what a bump stock is, so the bump stock is you can make a single fire semi-automatic rifle, a rapid fire, by it bouncing off your shoulder due to the recoil, thus hitting your finger on the trigger to keep the shots going. Shout out to Obama for making that legal. But now they're trying to make that illegal.
Obama.
But I don't know. For me, a lot of my family is like against guns just because of what's happening in the world. And for me, it's just for me, I do it for target shooting and home safety. I'm not putting it in my trunk. I'm not carrying it. And it's not, guns don't kill people.
That's what I was just gonna say. How do you guys feel about that whole thing where, like, we need gun control? Like, it's not gun control, bro. It's people control.
Yeah. Because then, say, for example, like, I had this argument with a lot of people. Like, say, for example, you're saying guns kill people, right? How many people have died due to drunk driving? How many people have died due to knives? Knives, you can, like, someone can just buy a knife at Walmart.
True.
Stabbings, but, right?
Have them all the time. Yeah, yes. Yeah, with a knife. And people are really quick to blame the tool. They are not quick to blame the people.
Yep.
1970 is when they did their first ban on assault weapons. Nothing changed as far as the death or the legal action that happened with actual guns, people getting it in. So they removed the gun ban. Now they're trying to bring that back.
But I mean, I remember reading this one statistic. It was just like, just comparing the country where I'm from, in Canada, like, the number of deaths by guns was, like, around, like, 100 to 150 compared to, like, the thousands in the United States. Mm-hmm. And where that metric for me kind of was, you could fit the population of Canada in California in just one goddamn state. About 36 million. So, like, I mean, it's still a small number. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of space in Canada where there's nobody.
Yeah, oh, there is. Yeah, because it's so cold in some of the areas in Canada, right? And, you know, I partly agree. Like, I'm so torn on this topic. Like, my uncle who just passed away, Corporal Ramil Singh, he literally was just gunned down by someone at a traffic stop. But, like, that gun was illegal. You know, the man was illegal. He was an illegal immigrant. And I've been in Canada, in my hometown, where I've seen people around me obtain illegal guns.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, when people talk about gun control, I think even if you do control it, it's somehow illegally still going to be in the hands
yep.
of people who want to do harm.
Yep.
So, but at the same time, like, I'm also that kind of person. I'm just like, just don't create these type of things. But then at the same, you know, the flip side to that, there's so many flip sides. Like, it's a hobby for you, right?
Yeah.
You go target shooting. I know some, you know, one of our colleagues that, you know, he doesn't work with us anymore, but he did it for fun as well. Like, I know so many people who do it as a hobby.
My dad used to do it as competition.
As like, competition.
They have competitions where there's literally the obstacle course and you're shooting targets.
Well, yeah, what's that called? In the Olympics, they have it
one
too,
gun.
Right?
Or two gun?
They do have it in Olympics now.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
used to not be a
the
sport.
Winter, the Winter Olympics.
Winter Olympics
yeah.
has it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I remember growing up, my dad used to take. That's what kind of got me into guns and interested with it. Like, growing up, my dad used to take me to his competitions, and like, I used to actually help him. He has like the machines to make his own bullets and all
oh,
that sure. stuff. Yeah.
Ooh,
so
I need to come over.
I used to go to gun shows with him at Cal Palace, and I remember every trip, like, he'd take me to the Cal Palace. He'd buy something to modify his gun for his competition, and then I'd always leave with a rubber band gun. Those things are...
Hell yeah.
Remember those, bro?
Have you seen the automatic ones now?
Yeah.
There's a Gatling
like,
one.
Nice.
I was like, should I buy
it? It's pretty much a gun that shoots rubber bands.
Oh, damn.
It's like made out of wood. And
oh,
they,
bands, baby.
But they like had like literally like every gun you can think of, like in real life, they had it in a rubber
in
band.
In a rubber
gun.
Band
yeah.
Oh, shit.
It was like built by wood, and then it's just... You literally take a rubber band, you attach it to the end of the gun, and you pull it back, and it locks onto this wheel that looks
yeah.
like a gear.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you pull the trigger, the gear just slips and releases the rubber
oh,
band.
Oh, dang.
They had, like, special rubber bands for certain distances. I was
yeah.
like, how am I going to get a sniper? 5 feet.
Yeah.
You guys ever shot a real gun before?
Yeah.
Either? No,
yeah,
me neither.
No.
Me neither.
I'm not a gun person.
Obviously,
would you ever
yes.
down to, like, to go to a shooting range to try it? Really?
Not a gun person, yeah.
Just more of like you'd be scared to ever do that, or
there's
just,
no need.
No, there's no need to.
No fear. No. Yeah, just not a gun person. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What about archery? I have a bow and arrow.
Yeah, we do archery.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I've always wanted to try archery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like actually, you know how I play airsoft. There's
yeah.
actually like.
There's an archery version.
Yeah, there's like an archery version.
It's called
where
archery.
The end of the arrows, it's like a foam, like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're
it's
actually
like, one of those
like
plungers.
No,
well,
no,
yeah, yeah. So
it,
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
a giant marshmallow at the end of the arrow.
Oh
yeah.
shit!
And it's like you're literally, it's like paintball, but you're using
it's
like
a big ass
well, yeah.
rubber end.
Type yeah,
of
there's
crazy.
One in Fremont. It's called Archery Only. Not a plug, but it's Archery Only. You can only go to a certain poundage of a bow, so it's like only like a 20 pound.
Yeah.
I still haven't gone just because I can't bring my bow.
Is your bow not up to code or something? Or?
No, my bow is 90
actual,
pounds.
Like,
90 pounds. Like, it's It's a hunting bow.
Too much force when you shoot it.
It'd be too much force that the shaft would go through.
90 pounds of force, pretty much.
You kill somebody, bro.
But
I wanted to do the axe throwing.
I heard there's a spot in Danville.
Okay, that makes sense.
See, that's more scary to me than me shooting like a gun.
Really?
I've never shot a gun before. I don't know, man. Just people throwing axes, like.
Yeah, but it's way easier to avoid an axe than a bullet.
Yeah.
That's true. And you can kind of see the guy going.
Yeah, one of my friends actually took his fiance or girlfriend or wife to for a birthday.
They did I know, I was just like, am I touching your foot? I don't
know what the place is called, but they have like axe throwing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wanting to try
it. Pretty dope.
Oh, you can do axe throwing probably locally.
Danville's the last place I know, like I've heard of.
Guns, axes, and bow and arrows. I gotta try all these things.
You just come to my house.
Just come to your house?
Yeah, you can show them to him. We can't do it in your.
No, backyard. I have a target for my bow. I can't.
But I mean, even then, it's different. You know what I mean? You can't. Yeah. You gotta be super careful in your bow.
Yeah.
No, actually, I have a full target set up. So I have a. Well, it's all rotted now because it's been out. But I used to have 10 bags, maybe this size, like 6 by 6 foot. And they're about like a foot and a half thick, and it's all straw. So that even if, so I'd be, because then I used to miss a lot, so there'd be a lot of holes in my fences. My mom's like, stop missing. Do better.
Do better.
All right, mom, just
be good.
So I got all these targets. And then I used to just practice there, but then now since all the material is just all withered down, I don't have the new one.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm down for some more heme.
Heme or heme?
You? Was it with the M or with the N?
Dude, I actually remember when I was a kid, my dad had it was a BB gun. It was green, it looked like a military gun.
Yeah.
And I was at my neighbor's house, and we went across the street, and we were shooting at his garage door.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Probably a bunch of different like dents on the babies.
No, it ricocheted and hit me in the forehead.
Oh,
I think everyone's had
that almost. Yeah.
Mine was because my cousins used to live next door to me in my house in Daly City. And he had the ones where it's the pellet gun where you keep cocking it to make it stronger.
Yeah.
What's that one movie?
The white kid shoots himself in the eye.
Christmas Story?
Yeah.
You shoot your eye out.
Yeah,
my cousin was shooting. We were shooting BBs at the fence, and then it ricocheted like 3 times. Boom! Right on my forehead. But by that time, it didn't leave a mark because it already bounced off 3 times.
My neighbor had one of those when we like pumped it to increase the force, the shot, whatever, of the bullet. Yeah, he had metal BBs, I guess.
Yeah,
he did it, and it ricocheted off of the railing of the stairs, and it came back
off of a metal.
Off of the metal. Metal. Yeah. Oh man. Nah, I was with it. My neighbor used to shoot me with
why are they shooting
plastic BBs? I was like in grade four, grade five, and he'd go on his bike and be like, pa pa pa, drive by,
scoot up, up,
shooting what?
BBs,
plastic BBs.
I know. At who?
Me.
At him.
Started the story off. So my neighbors used to shoot me. I didn't hear that. I was focusing on.
So we've been playing basketball, and he just come around with the gun, and be like, pa pa pa. If people
that's wanna, scary. What the fuck? He just comes out the cuts.
I mean, a whole lot of the cuts. He'd be like playing with us. He'd be like, "Hey, I got my BB gun." And he'd be like on his bike shooting us. He'd be hella scared, but that's kind of broke me hard.
What it was to be
you fucker.
This can of we hard out here.
We are
bicycles and plastic BBs. Hey, you were on our turf, eh?
Why'd you turn Mexican?
I know.
I was about to say, what the hell?
Well, the Mexicans, like, they avoid the U.S. and they go right up to Canada.
Yeah.
True.
Maybe that is that where A started?
No.
Is it A?
Oh, damn.
No, no A.
Oh, A. Not A.
Oh, damn.
I don't know where A started.
Hey,
A.
Yeah, it's A. E-H.
E-H.
A.
A.
But you coming from Canada, that was a big change.
It was. Actually, we're going to do a podcast in the near future just about everything Canada, about the slang, about experiences, what's different between there and here, as far as what we say. Yeah. What's the same? Yeah. Exactly.
All right, more to come.
More to come. If our listeners and our viewers want to keep up with you guys in your journey, with whatever you guys are doing in your lives, where can they find you? What are your handles?
I'm only on... Religiously, probably Instagram.
Okay.
Andrew Dominic, just like it's spelled. One word. Peep the gram.
Peep the gram.
Now, if you're trying to find me, also on the gram, man, hail yeah, M-A-N-H-A-I-L-Y-E-A-H. You'll find my Twitch on there. It's just man, hail yeah, 89.
Oh, yeah, I got to throw on my Twitch handle.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Rush Nasty. Mr. Rush.
Because he quick with the scope. Boom, psh, dead.
It's because I was called Rush Nasty because... In Call of Duty, I was that guy that I was in their spawn before they get to the middle of the map. I was so serious with Call of Duty that when the game came out, I didn't even play the game yet. I would literally go on every map and try to figure out the quickest route to the other side of the map.
Hardcore.
So I was that guy.
Nobody would do that with Halo.
Yeah.
Do all the spawn points and everything.
Exactly. And I would practice pre-nades, and mm-hmm. I was that guy. And like we used to like... I don't know if you guys are familiar with game battles. You familiar with game battles?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to like...
Game battles or game medals?
Game battles.
Game battles. Like game MLG, battles. MLG, right? Yeah. It's MLG?
Pretty much. So you actually have to go online to set up the match.
Major League.
And there's specific rules that you have to set in the game. So it's pretty much a private match. You set up a private match. So it doesn't actually really affect your in-game like
score or anything. Got you.
But you actually have to go onto the website to set up the match, set the rules that you want to do, and... It's honor code. Like you have to be like truthful with
how many wins
you actually got and if you really won. But yeah, I was like that guy. Like
don't be a douche canoe.
Figuring out routes and like
it's actually one of my streamers said, "Don't be a douche canoe." He's actually from Canada.
So can we see you guys streaming soon here?
Yeah, typically I used to. I'm trying to because there's a lot of new stuff on Monster Hunter. I typically stream every Tuesday from 9 until whenever I gotta go to bed. So if you hear my mom saying it's time to go to bed, don't worry about it. So anytime, typically Tuesdays from 9 till whenever. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on Monster Hunter. I'm pretty excited. You can get actually a Monster Hunter if you're a big fan. You can get the Assassin's Creed, like... Mantle. The mantle means like it's a hood, and you look exactly like the guy from Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
That's pretty sick.
I'm pretty juiced. It's like orange juiced. Like I'm pretty juiced.
Like with pulp or without pulp,
bro. Get your vitamins, pulp.
All the pulp.
Extra.
Pulp. I don't fuck with the juice. I only got the sauce.
So it doesn't sound that healthy. You just drink sauce,
the sweet and sour.
He's just like, hey, what's up, guys? Pour barbecue sauce in his fucking cup.
Hold on.
Actually,
you guys are all running out of sauce at your house, by the way. They don't come out like that in my house.
If you guys ever want to make better barbecue sauce,
gotta get that Famous Dave's.
Ooh,
Famous.
But if you take any cheap barbecue sauce and you put it like in a little pot, add some honey and some paprika.
Fire.
Mm-hmm. Well, put it out, but it's good.
Like tepper. Rest in peace.
I don't know what
spicy like peppers.
Your dog. Oh,
gotcha. Wow,
it's a big part of my life.
Big part of my life.
Years.
I don't know when I'm gonna start streaming again.
You don't know.
Priorities, you know what I mean?
So
I got a bun in the oven.
That's true. Gotta
take care of that first. I actually gave my
or do it before the bun in the oven.
Yeah, but I actually gave my I'm a console player. I'm not a PC player. Xbox to my boy. To hold on to it so I don't get distracted from the shit that I'm trying to prioritize.
Yeah.
And like he was already like, "Do you want it back?" I'm like, "Nah, I'm good, bro. I need to
focus right now.
It's okay, Xbox.
So we'll see. I don't know. He was actually here yesterday.
Okay.
He was actually at my house last night, and I was like, because he just moved. He moved from San Leandro to Oakley.
Ooh.
Got a house.
Ooh.
And I was like, "Did you lose my Xbox in your move?"
No, it's still there.
It's holding up my bed right now.
I mean, it's just the Xbox One, but
I don't know. I asked him.
I was like, "I might get it." The deal was to not get it back until February.
Okay.
For some business stuff, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm watching like Twitch more often again. I'm like, man, I miss like playing, bro. Yeah. I missed the whole season 6 of Fortnite. Season 7 starting now. I haven't even touched the new Call of Duty yet.
Damn.
Which says it's a lot, wild. Bro. Because I'm a Call of Duty player, like. If I had a choice right now to play Call of Duty or Fortnite, I'd play Call of Duty. Like,
because I just haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
They added a new vehicle.
Not only that, I've always been a Call of Duty player. Yeah. Man. I'm that guy that like once you start talking shit to me, like that's it, bro.
When the Call of Duty is made, Drew is there.
Yeah.
Damn.
But hopefully soon. Maybe the baby will make a guest appearance.
Hey guys, so I'm on the stream right now. Go ahead and
I'm burping the baby during a respawn time. All right,
so Manhalia on Instagram, Manhalia89 on Twitch.
How I mean.
We got, was it Drew?
Andrew Dominic.
Mr. Rush IG, Nasty.
Mr. Rush Nasty.
And that's that Mr. MR?
MR Rush Nasty. All one word. On the Twitch.
I love it. Well, I want to thank you guys for spending this time with us, with Beards and Brews.
Inviting us to your home.
Yeah, thank you, Drew, for inviting us to your home. It's a beautiful home. Thank you for hosting.
Nice, man. You got some, nice hardwood. Yeah. I don't know why I said that specifically, but you know.
It used to be tough. The hardwood is probably maybe like 3 months old.
Hey, so home Ramano tips. Maybe that's not that episode.
Right. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. This is Drew. I'm going to show you how to put in hardwood.
Hey, right? That's it.
All you hear is...
Peep the Twitch stream where he's going to be remodeling his house.
You know, you can...
Bro, there's so many different streams. There's stream channels where they just talk.
Yeah.
Like, just chatting.
You guys know you can go live on Twitch on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Don't be right.
Well, fuck you, right?
I'm gonna burst your bubble.
It's okay.
That's about 2 weeks ago, bro.
I don't know these
things. We would love for our listeners to drop us a review. The 5 stars would be much appreciated to keep Beards and Brews rolling.
This is fun, man.
Follow us on the Instagram, Beards and Brews. BEARDZN Brews. BREWZ. Beards and Brews on Instagram, on Twitter.
Yo.
And we're also, in our email. YouTube. Beards and Brews as well. From our barking dogs, from your boy from the north.
Uncle Luke.
Man Boon. Kuya Drewski.
No.
We want to thank you guys for tuning in with Beards and Brews.